Again, the Gemara first brings up the case of the loose stone. Right? Remember that? Stone's loose. Okay. Then the Gemara brings in the case of a stone that you would think means come out. Let's just call it ochre. Yeah, let's just call it ochre for now. Okay? Okay. Now the Gemara says, so the question wants to know, ochre, what do we do when the stone's ochre? What's the halacha? The Gemara says, well, it depends. The David and Melech mean the Kaddish El Yonah, which would mean what? Right, I'm sorry. I'm saying the first time. Right. So was it only top, or was it 100%? Meaning, was he only Mekadesh the stones, right? Or did it include
all the way down?
Right, all the way down. Okay?
All the way to the
center. Right, which we're going to have to answer at some point. Okay, right. So that's Gemara says. It depends on what you hold. The Gemara says, yeah, but the Gemara should have then asked, and that's the problem. What should the Gemara have asked? Well, it's Machlokas, Rashi, and Rambam. But the Gemara, if that were true, the Gemara never should have said one Evan. It should have said something else. Okay? Right? And then the Gemara says, therefore, we have to say it's 100% Kedusha. And therefore, the only question is a Sheiros. Okay? Now, here's the key. You're going to be focusing on, the Rav Chaim focuses on steps A through C. Okay? And within steps A through C, he's going to be focused most on this Havamina. You're going to see something fascinating, an entire svara based on this Havamina. Okay, so again, first step in the Gemara is, you got to memorize this stuff. First step in the Gemara is Evan Oker, right? Then the Gemara says, okay, well, the halacha is going to depend on what a David HaMelech Mekadesh. Was it Mekadesh from the stones down, right? Or just the top stones, and that's it. Okay? The Gemara says, yeah, but that's so. The Gemara should have asked something else, which we don't know what that is yet. Then,
hey, I thought we
didn't
know what it is.
So Machlokas Rashi Rama.
Just the entire
Ram's not going to learn that way. And then 100%, the answer must be 100% Kedusha. And the only question is a Sheiros, which we're not even going to deal with. Okay? This is the key thing. And we also know, it's not the best drawing, but we also know Rashi and Rambam argue insofar as what does Oker mean? Rashi holds the stone came out completely. So if you had an aerial view, you would see dirt, Cohen standing in the depression. Okay? So obviously, if you say that a David HaMelech is a Mekadesh 100%, if he's standing on the dirt, what do you say at that point? It's Kel Kadosh. But the Rambam learns the case as the stone coming out and then being put back in. In other words, the stone popped out, let's say fell back into the ground, and the Kohen stands in it. Okay? That's how the Rambam. So the question is, why does the Rambam learn the case that way? Why would he learn the case that way anyway? I mean, that's going to be a serious question, yeah.
Does the Rambam call that when you're ochre the stone?
I am quotes the Rambam, right? Stop. So if the Evan comes out, right, and even though it's standing in its place, meaning it came out and he put it back in again, but it's not cemented back in, okay, since it's miskalkel, which means what?
Damage.
But not physical. Well, I don't know what he means there, but there's something wrong with the stone. Psula. So what's the status of the stone? Okay, and then he says, veh. Okay, so there's two points he's making. Two points are, one, the stone is now miskalkel, whatever that is, or puzzle. And if the Kohen steps on it, he's over Nisser. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. And the Raiva comes along, and I'm not sure what he says. He says, Vosagas Zal. So the Raiva says what?
If the Evan is Oker and the Kohen stands like, you know, in its place on the ground, it's not, you know.
So at this point, it sounds like the Rive is lining up like Rashi, right? That'd be the simple way to learn. Okay, so you could argue that at this point, if you did have Rosh Chaim, you'd walk away thinking it's Machlokas about the Rambam versus Rashi, basically. Okay, Beard's Varim. Ready? You ready for harvest for this? Bira Dvarim.
Bira Dvarim.
The neighbor's vachin. Okay, slowly. So the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that if the stone comes out and he stands in its place, mahu, right? So my kimibayale.
My kimibayale, he kadosh David Ritzmalion or kadosh Odilma.
Right, so meaning, what did that, again, step A, the Gemara says, Evan Oker. B, well, the question is, what was David HaMelech Mekadesh? Right? Was he Mekadesh just the top?
Or all of it?
Or for the top down? Okay.
The question is whether or not he actually was also Mekadesh, like the dirt under.
Right, was it all inclusive or just the top? Okay, so then it says.
The hot top, Taima, E. Kadesh, Ad. Aris, Dehuma, Oritzpa, Yona, Levad, Hello.
Right. Okay, and the reasoning for this is that if he was Mekadesh 100% or just the top, right? Hello. Okay, meaning if the Kohen did what? If he was only Mekadesh El Yona and the Kohen stood over here,
then he's not doing it.
That's a problem. All right?
The question is only relevant if that is okay.
Correct. But for now, right. But according to Rashi, according to this this simple way of learning the Gemara, you would say that if he's only Mekadesh the top stones, right, and the Kohen stands in the depression, the halacha would be puzzle. Okay. Mashenikain. One second. But that's a lot different than saying what? Vim Nifarish. That's different than the interpretation of.
Rashi.
No.
Rambam.
Meaning, again, if Masha Enochain, this wouldn't apply. What's the Masha Enochain here?
This only applying when the stone is out.
It would seem that way, right? That the issue of David HaMelech being Mekadesh El Yona wouldn't apply if you learn the case like the Rambam, where the stone popped out and was put back in again. Okay? Why? Vim Kain. So we say, so because if the issue is the stone coming out and then being popped back in, what's the issue then in the Gemara? What should the issue be? If I told you, exactly, is it part of the floor or not? Is it considered part of the Ritzvah or is it separate from the Ritzvah? That's not this question. That's not the question of Elyona or Tahom. That's a question of, what's that a question of? No. That's like the Nadaldala case, right? Right? It's like the stone being loose. Is it a chatzitza? Is it separate from the floor? Or is it not? That's not this question. So again, right off the bat, Rochaim's saying, if you learn literally like the Rambam, it doesn't make, this chakira makes no sense. Because this chakira makes sense if you say...
The question of Mekadesh is what makes that the question of whether it's part of the floor relevant.
Right. So therefore, who cares? We don't care if David HaMelech is Mekadesh the upper or the lower. Who cares? It's irrelevant. Right? It's irrelevant. What's relevant is this part of the floor or not? Okay? So he says... So therefore, what do you have to say? The Rambam kasav hacha. That what's the ibaya harishona, right? Din nedadala evan v'amar aleha mahu, right? He must be right. He must be commenting here. This case of Nakar must be what then, according to the Rambam's way of learning? A loose stone, right? Even though he says the words Nakar, he really meant a loose stone case. Right? Again.
How can Rambam say, oh, this is what he meant? When he said,
because if you take it literally, the cases are, if you take it literally, if you say Nakar means this Nakar, then you can't ask these 2 points. It makes no sense. Hold on. I mean, obviously Rambam's setting us up. He's setting a trap for us. But right now, what he's saying is that, he's saying you can't say the Rambam holds, like the Gemara's case of Eben Oker, because if that's true, this doesn't flow. So what did the Rama mean when he said Evan Nakaris? He didn't mean, the normal, how you normally think about it. Well, it's a case of Nadadala. Yeah. That's what the Rama in this halakha is talking about, Nadadala. But we know why that's a problem. Why is that going to be a problem? Because, okay, good. So keep going. Right. Then he so himself. Well, not so himself. It's superfluous. It's superfluous. Why? Oh, okay, fine. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. You're right. Go on, Gabriel. Yeah. Okay, you're right. So he says what? He says. So the initial way to learn the Ravid is, what's the Ravid saying on the Rambam? What? Yeah, he's saying, right, he's bringing, no, it's more than that, that the Ravid's bringing in on the Rambam this case that the Rambam doesn't mention. There's a first way to learn the Ravid, it's very funny. It's a very cute way to learn the Ravid. He's saying that, it's not like this. The Rambam never has a case in the Dal, the Rambam never has a case in Nakar. So the Ravid's saying, oh, don't forget, there's also a case of Nakar Evan. That's the first way he wants to learn it. Because the Ravid says the case is Nakar and you're Omid Beguma. That's Rashi. So what's the Ravid is being very nice to us. The Ravid is filling in a blank. There's a blank piece of information here. What does the Rambam hold by Nakar? The Ravid's filling in. He's telling, I'll tell you what it holds by Nakar. What says that? Yeah, we said Beguma. Look at the. You don't have that there? Yeah, that's what he means, Beguma. Yes. You have to learn this way first. Don't relax. It's going to be modified down the road. But right now, that's how he's learning it. So again, what's the Ravid coming along to do? Very rare the Ravid does. The Ravid's like the Ramah. Sometimes you'll have a Ramah that's coming to explain a Shulchan Aruch. You know, to add. It's not the Ramah. Wait, that's not the... say. So now he says, if that's true, right? And Rashi's agreeing like the Ravid. Okay, but then he says, the Das Rambam, but we have a problem. We need to, but the Rambam doesn't make any sense. But the problem is, you can't tell me Evan Nakar, right, that the Rambam's only means Nidalbala. We had that already. That's a big problem. So that can't mean that. Keep going. So now we're back to square one, which is that you have to say, therefore, that the Rambam held that this is a case of Evan Nakar. Okay, so this is basically like the appetizer. You gotta get the appetizer out of the way before you get to the steak. The appetizer is very simple, right? The appetizer is that, okay, the best way to get out of the problem, to sneak out of this problem, is to say the Rambam wasn't learning Nakar, he was learning something else. Nildadala. Right? And that would have been nice and easy. And then everything works out. The only problem is, you have this other Rambam that says Nadabla. So he's got to get this possibility out of the way. He doesn't really take, there's no Havamina here. He's not really taking this seriously. But he has to do that because it's the simplest approach. Okay? This is the simplest approach. But now we're back to the original question. What's the original question on the Rambam? If he holds Evan Nakar means stone coming out and coming back in, how do you say these two? Right? This would never be a question. Right. So when the Rambam says, v'im nekra evan, what does that mean? It means the stone came out and he's standing on it. The Kohen standing on the stone. Okay. Right. The evan is back in its place. Okay. Right. But then you're stuck with the question of, is the Evan part of the floor or not? But that's bad. That's not Kaddish El Yonah, Kaddish Tachtona. That's a different issue, right? Vim Kane. It's RFM. Okay, so let's. I want to hear some review here, okay? So our objective is going to try to figure out a way, without jamming it in, but seamlessly, to understand how you can maintain the case is the stone came out and came back in again, right? Which sounds very loose-ish. Fits into the idea of, right, it's not a question of chatzisa, and then you can derive these two possibilities from learning the case that way. Because Rashi certainly seems a heck of a lot easier. The way Rashi learns the case, the stone's out completely, right? These two possibilities flow naturally from that. How are you going to learn out that the stone came out, came back in, is loose? How do you derive out the idea of Kaddish Yonah, Kaddish Nahoma? Anyone have any questions on that? First answer, first move. Venira Lomar.
Venira Lomar. The Rambam Mefarsh the Lasagia. The Zeb Bada is the Lochaila, the Kaddish Mikdash, Rak Bimechuvar Alaar.
Okay, so he comes out literally like launching like a projectile from a bazooka. Because this is a massive theory. He comes out by, right off the bat, and tells you what? Step one, okay? Kaddish Mikdash only emerges when? It only emerges when on that which is attached to the ground. Okay, so in order to have Kedushas Mikdash, what must you have
ground.
Okay, now what does Kedusha's Mikdash mean?
You're in the base of Mikdash. And whatever, you can't be telling when you go in there, you can't, they'll laugh us about it.
Okay, maybe. Anyway, but whatever that Kedusha's Mikdash is, right, it can only attach itself onto that which is attached to the ground. Okay? Okay, that's another big step. And since Kedusha's Mikdash is no different or is synonymous with Kedusha's Makom, what does he mean by Kedusha's Mikdash being Kedusha's Makom?
I mean, it's the Kedusha that's
maybe. Ukedichsev.
Why are we all questioning these things?
You'll say Uksiv Hamakom.
I know what Makom means.
Okay, so when the Torah says the place that will be chosen, right?
Yeah.
Makom here means Mikdash.
Okay.
Shein Arak.
Shein Arak Baaretz.
Now, when the Torah says a Makom, that can only refer to ground, not to like a wagon or whatever, so they're movable. Okay. Now, Korkoch.
Now, Korkoch, Imlo Kadesh Rak Ritzvel Yona. Im Kain, Mimela Delesa, Lakish Mikdash, Kiim Sharitzvas Nechuveris.
Okay, so watch. Again, slow. If you want to tell me that Kedushas Mikdash only exists when you have Mechuber La'aretz, okay? And Kedushas Mikdash means Kedushas Makom, meaning this place, this building, this area does not have Shem Mikdash unless it's Mechuber La'aretz. So then, therefore, right, if he is Mekadesh Shel Yona only, meaning only the top stones, what do you now say? Again, if you're telling me there's an idea that in order for the Shem Mikdash to emerge, it must be attached to the ground, when that stone comes out and pops back in, what do you have now?
Apostle stone.
Okay.
Because the stone has not touched the ground anymore.
And therefore, what's that stone status?
Stone.
How does that idea make sense?
Well, no, it's simple. At this point, he's saying, if you say that David Melech always only Mekadesh the top stones, then what you're saying is that if the stone comes out and comes back in, and Kedusha's Mikdash can only emerge, right, when it's Mechubal Aretz. So now, when look at this, for example. Look at this drawing. What? No. Watch. Look. Let's keep this as Rashi. This is going to be the Rambam stone, okay? So we're going to call this Oker. Right? Meaning, it came out and went back in again. Okay, so now, look at this drawing here. What Rav Chaim's suggesting is that in order for Kedusha to emerge, right, equals Kadosh, right? For Kedusha to emerge, right? So what he's saying is that you have to have things that are mechubar to the Aretz. So, this is Kadosh. 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 What about this one?
Not
Kadosh. Why?
Wait. What about the other 2.5 rows?
Kadosh. All right? So is that clear? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says... Why is that not clear? Hold on. He says... Im Kain, read it again. Im Kain, Mimela... Oh, no, so about Korkach, Im Lo Kadesh, Rak Ritzvel Yona. Right? So if he only... The stones, right? And not the ground... So what happens if that stone comes out and goes back in again and is still, whatever, wasn't cemented back in? What are you going to say about that stone? Can that makom be mekudash?
No,
of course not, because it's not attached to the ground, right? Okay. So he says,
Im Kain.
So therefore, Kedusha's Mikdash can only emerge when what?
Well,
let's be careful. Ki'im Kesharitz Mechaber. So now let's understand something here. This is what you guys should be picking up on. There's two logical possibilities of what occurs when this stone pops out and is put back in again. What are the two logical possibilities? What? No. There's definitely a lack of Kedusha. What I want to know is, when I see lack of Kedusha, there's two logical places that could be applicable to.
The floor of the mountain.
What? No. He was only Mekadesh the upper stones in that situation. What could you say? He kind of gives it away. He says, "Jai, you and I'll talk." Ki im kisharitzva mechuberes. Ki im kisharitzva mechuberes. What could he mean when he says that?
Oh no!
Like that.
What's the floor?
The floor.
has to be grounded.
Because David HaMelech made the floor as if it's a bit.
David HaMelech was Mekadosh only on Yonah. Okay, so.
The floor is the ground, therefore the. Therefore, the ground is not the ground.
So the floor is contingent upon the ground.
It's either what? The whole floor or a single block from the floor.
Okay, meaning what? You're saying good. Meaning what, though?
Meaning each piece of the floor has its own kedusha.
What? Welcome's good. Either you say each stone has its own shame kedusha,
yes.
Kof, etc. Right?
No.
And therefore, if this stone comes out, right? What effect does it have on the rest of the ritzvah? Nothing.
No.
Or the other possibility is that one stone comes out, what happens to the floor?
It's
no longer defined as a ritzvah mechuberes. Okay? Let's be careful.
So is each stone in and of itself its own stone, or is it an extension of the other stones?
No, right?
Masha'enokin im nema de'ad aris to whom Mekadesh.
But if David HaMelech was Mekadesh down to the
ground?
The ground, right?
V'imkin, hari kiddush is mikdash lo'paka.
Lo'paka, which means, but if that's true, then if a stone came out,
then it doesn't matter.
It won't matter. Because you'd say what? Even if that stone is loose, this is what's interesting. Mipi Kedushas Mikdash, is there a problem?
No.
What could there be a problem of? Chatzitza, fine. That doesn't mean the whole floor is in trouble. It just means that the stone's the problem. Okay, so the Kohen was not to avoid the stone. That hasn't affected the Ritzvah as an entity. So again, if you tell me David HaMelech was Mekadesh to the ground, then if one stone popped out and came back in again, is that going to have an effect on the Ritzvah as a whole? No, because there's still Shem Mikdash here. I'm still walking on a holy floor. Oh, there's only now a question of chatzitza or not. Okay? Thank you. Keep going. Verak.
Verak, the Be'inan, Sheyichu Ba'din Ritzvah Zabayis, Kehechi Delo Tehavi Chatzitza.
Right. That's the only question. Okay? Bezeh Shapir Mo'el.
Bezeh Shapir Mo'el, B'mashu, Mesideres Ba'aret, Abba Pishayna.
So that's why it would help if it's still in the ground, right? But not... not joined to it, because that's a good question. The question is, that's the Medaldala case. At this point, that'd be the Medaldala case, right? But Mipi Kedusha's Mikdash, right? What would he say? It's still a Makam Shel Kedusha. Okay? Vizehu. So that's why the Gemara says, right, that it's talking about slowly here, it's asking the question on the status of the individual stone, and then says it must be that David HaMelech was Mekadesh down to the bottom. Kevan, because one is dependent on the other, meaning the Kevan. Since David HaMelech was Mekadesh down to the ground, we still have Kedushas Mikdash. Because of because of this move here, 100% Kedusha, we could say even if the stone came out and went back in again, we still have Kedushas Mikdash. Okay? Imkain.
Imkain. Mimela Divis Kashira Evan Leos Ritz Basazara Afal P. Shehitlusha Lokhaitz.
Right, so then you can argue, then maybe you can argue, okay, that the one the Evan is Kashir, is set up to be the Ritzba of the Azara, even if it were Tlusha, and it wouldn't be Chatzisa. What does he mean there? Okay, this is where things get tricky. Now this is the problem. What does he mean now? He's not really saying what we were saying before.
Is he saying that?
Think about this for a second. Just be careful here. Be very careful. Remember, the Gemara, just don't forget our three steps. Okay? Iker, Oker, is it one of these two possibilities? Gemara concludes, to home, right? 100% Kedusha. Now, but let me ask you a question. Now I want to cheat and go to E. If that were true, right, the Rambam would have to agree that if the Rambam treated this stone as Medaldala, then we'd have a big problem. Because then you wouldn't say it's a question of Sheris or not. Because what would he say? He would say it's a problem of Chatzitza. Right? So therefore, he must be learning there's something different about Oker than getting loose. Meaning, getting loose produces a Chatzitza, but it's possible to say, I don't know why, that the stone comes out all the way and then is put back in again. Then maybe you'll say there that somehow... What? Well, it'll just be a question of Sheris. But when problem of Chatzitza? Why? I ask you. I don't know if you're ready to answer this yet. Why would it matter? The problem now is going to be this step. Gemara should have asked. Okay? Vihine Shampara Chagamara. But 1 second, the Gemara's question here is, you should have said the entire Azara, right? Okay.
What does Bihichapara mean?
No, now the Gemara comes to ask. V'tibayle kol Azara kula. The Gemara should have asked the question, should have said, take out the entire Azara, why just one stone? Is that going to make sense according to the Rambam? Umishani.
Umishani.
Right. Rotsa Lomar. So this is not applying to the entire floor, but rather just to one stone. The Azvadai the Have Derech
Sheres.
Right. Cave in the Kulub Shabbat. Because each stone's equal to each other. This is how, in other words, if you look at it this way, each stone's equal to each other. And the only question is the question of Sheres. Except. Okay? Ulufizeh. Oh, sorry. Vrakman etila evan achas hu to mekmai lei. Correct. So again, so if David Malach is mekadesh down to the aretz, and you look at it this way, like a grid, then any stone that comes out, it's a problem with the stone itself. That was the only question of sharers for that stone. That's one of just the last point I want to do with you guys because I know you guys are. This is tough. He says. Right. Okay. Sorry. Come on. This is like $50 or so. No, I just said $5 or someone who could figure out what Rav Chaim just said. Not you. What is he saying? No, I'm talking about a case where you return the stone to its place. It came out, you put it back in again. Okay? But then the question is going to be if the removed stone is part of the ritzba or not. Does it have shame floor or not? But he says, but if that's true, but literally that means, but then there's no difference if it's one stone removed or all the stones are moved. Why?